This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? Well, it's a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that is on your mind. The telephone number to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been attempting to talk about this breaking news, according to trendingpolitics.com. The Biden administration is set to launch COVID passport that would track Americans who have taken the vaccine, obviously. The COVID vaccine. The effort has gained momentum amid President Biden's pledge that the nation will start to regain normalcy. None of this seems normal to me. This summer, and with a growing number of companies from cruise lines to sports teams saying they will require proof of vaccination before opening their doors again, the report continued. We can talk more about this news, which to me is, well, the opposite of freedom. In my opinion, this is a violation of medical privacy, among other things. Nobody should be forced to show their papers.
You mean they shouldn't be tagging us like cattle?
Correct. That is exactly what I mean, Peakless.
But we're property. We belong to society. And the legitimate will of society is shown by government.
I mean, you're not wrong. The reality of the situation is that most people are cattle on a tax farm, and you're being milked for tax money. That is the reality of the situation. And, you know, most people will go, well, if you don't like it here, why don't you move over there?
People have tried that before, and they get killed.
They do. And also, the grass is always greener on the other side, even for cows on a tax farm. You might see things one way now, and then once you get over there, you're like, oh, what have I done?
But like, people have tried to just straight up leave and live in the middle of the ocean and stuff like that, and they get stopped.
Yes, that's
true. So you can't keep, until you stop keeping us from leaving, you can't keep telling us to leave.
And the fact of the matter is I mentioned earlier on tonight's program, there's over 200 governments on planet Earth right now. Between the 200 of them, every piece of Earth and most of the oceans are claimed by these two governments.
Some pieces of the Earth by more than one.
Correct. Yeah, there's disputes over that.
Like, we're used to, and most people listening, are used to living in a superpower. We're used to living in a superpower. There are countries that aren't superpowers. There's a lot more conflicts going on than just domestically in the U.S.
Indeed. And so that is the reality of the situation. Now, where can a man go who desires to be free? There's nowhere left to go. The only place you can go is outer space. Because,
man, I tell you, if we figure that out, it will advance the space program, because they will find a way to pursue us into outer space to put us in chains.
We're That's working on it. I mean, I'm not Elon Musk. Actually, it was funny. He was in some interview somewhere, because he's working on that Mars thing, and they asked him, like, well, are the U.S. laws going to apply? Like, how is this going to work? What government is this going to be under? Because they're so messed up that they can't divorce themselves of the concept of a thing being under a government. And he's like, well, I don't know how it would. Like, you can't get there, so I guess not.
Yeah, NASA already claims to own copyright for photos taken from NEO, near Earth orbit vehicles or drones. So, because they were there first, I guess they can claim, they claim copyright. So there were some folks who sent some sort of a craft up into a low Earth orbit or a near Earth orbit, and they took some photos, right? Like as if, you know, they were taken from a satellite.
You're not going to go like and not take photos.
Right. So they take some photos. They got a copyright notice saying that, well, NASA owns the copyright on photos of Earth from outer space. So, yes, they are trying to claim that they own outer space.
That's astonishing.
Yeah. No surprise. I mean, this is how the state works.
Well, I think there's a pertinent quote here by Henry David Thoreau. But wherever a man goes, men will pursue and paw him with their dirty institutions, and if they can, constrain him to belong to their desperate oddfellow society.
Yeah. So the only real decision is to begin a freedom movement where you're at. And we're here in New Hampshire. If you are of the mind of freedom, if you subscribe to the non-aggression principle, if you believe that freedom in our lifetime is possible, perhaps you should consider moving to the state of New Hampshire and joining with other like-minded people who feel the same way.
Yeah, as long as you act like a cow that has somehow gotten astray of their rancher, then you will be herded elsewhere, and they will milk you. If, on the other hand, you start to act like a human being and say, no, these are imaginary, and I'm going to do something else, and begin to create, that is the only way we will find freedom.
Agreed. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Pat calling from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, it tickles me the rant you guys went into a little while ago, because just before I called, the station went into a commercial break, and they were talking about old China Joe Biden and how well he's supplying these injections and whatnot, and all I could hear rolling in the back of my mind was,
Yes, you heard the call of the cattle.
No, that was a sheep, dude. You can milk sheep, too. And they give you more product. You can shear them once a year, too, for your taxes.
Sheer enough.
Yeah, back in the day, like the old, when the peasant farmers lived in Ireland, they had a half an acre of land, and it would all be full of potatoes. And they'd find three hay pennies and buy a little baby pig in the spring. And they'd raise it and feed it all their peelings and such. And they'd have to not even eat the pig, but sell it for the taxes at the end of the next year.
Yep.
You know, it was horrible.
That's just like property tax. If you buy a house and you pay it off, well, you're not done paying, pal. You've got to continue to pay once a year, every year.
I've lost my place 2-3 times.
Yeah, it's horrible. So that makes
I got a little over 13 acres, and it's all in timber, and it's sick as hell from the acid rain or whatever you guys want to call it.
Yep. And that makes you effectively a permanent renter. That means the government owns the property, and you just rent it from them no matter what the title of your property says.
Yeah. Well, I just called, and I wanted to tell you guys a related story about how the government stole my life, too. And I'm 61. And this stuff happened better than 40 years ago.
Okay.
Well, maybe 20, 25, 30 years ago. I don't know. It's been a long damn time.
You got 2 minutes.
But anyway, are you there?
Yep, you've got 2 minutes.
All right. Back about 2000, I got hemmed up on a misdemeanor CSC, criminal sexual conduct. My crime was, everybody's going to want to know, I snapped a teenager's waistband and made a joke about her cuffs not matching her collar because she had a horrible dye job.
Okay.
Well, her grandmother got upset about it and called the state police. So I ended up having to do the devil's deed and make a deal with the court so they didn't send me to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up for 10 years of hell and registration, right?
Okay.
And this is before the Internet even came to be. But then they plastered my face all over the Internet as an offender, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just coming towards the end of this thing, the ninth year, the 11th month, the 15th day, the state sent me notification that I would be invited for another 15 years on their registration list. And this is right about the time that Obama's in power and you couldn't buy a job.
Right.
So I had to, and this is about the time the oil boom was busting loose too, right? And I'm a carpenter. I got skills. And I could weld pipe if I had to because I'm certified in that too, but I went out there too with the intent of building houses. I went out there with two trucks loaded for bear.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Pat. We appreciate it. Good luck with all of that. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more of the Sunday Night Edition on the way.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
In the right place for the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we have been talking about a variety of things. We've been attempting to talk about this article from Trending Politics, which says that the Biden administration is set to launch COVID passports that would track Americans who have taken vaccines. The administration's initiative has been driven largely by arms of the Department of Health and Human Services, including an office devoted to health information technology, said five officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Because they don't have any balls is why they spoke on the condition of anonymity, to discuss the effort, the report added. Our role is to help ensure that any solutions in this area should be simple, free, open source, accessible to people both digitally and on paper.
Open source. Do they know what open source means?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
And designed from the start to protect people's privacy. If you want to protect people's privacy, don't even start this project. This project is a huge violation of people's medical privacy. The administration's coronavirus coordinator said at a March 12 briefing, the Biden White House refused to go on the record about the COVID passports. The initiative has emerged as an early test of the Biden administration, with officials working to coordinate across dozens of agencies and a variety of experts, including military officials, helping administer vaccines, and health officials engaging in international vaccine efforts.
Well, in order to protect your privacy, we have to have all of it, you see.
We have to know everything about you in order to protect your privacy.
How else can we protect your privacy?
Also, I really take issue with the use of military forces for vaccine delivery, right? Nothing says, hey, this is for your health, more than armed, uniformed military people with large assault weapons.
And the military, the U.S. military has a history of going to people and saying they're giving them vaccines and, in fact, not giving them vaccines, giving them something else,
yeah,
like a DNA test.
Let's go to Dana calling from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Hi, guys.
Hey.
So, of course, Biden administration won't go on record because he wouldn't even go on record as a candidate. He stayed in his basement. Nobody even knew he was running. But I have two comments.
I don't think he even knew he was running, really.
I agree, Melanie. I agree. So, and I still don't think he does. So, that being said, the mRNA, it's genetic. They're pumping genetic material into us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am well-read.
Sure.
You don't know if you're going to, in 5 or 10 years, grow a third arm out of your forehead, or they claim that it doesn't change your DNA, your own genetic makeup. But we don't really know.
Right.
Would it be something as simple as making us more compliant in a year or two? You know, somehow diminishing our frontal lobes, our ability to reason or use logic. We don't know what's in this. The second thing is how anxious we were, because we are spoiled, we are selfish, not just this country. I love my country, but the whole world, to get back to our lives, we accepted this so quickly. You remember Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, former mayor, until he was kicked out of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
He said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Oh, governments all
nothing,
over that.
And I'm not trying to act like a holy roller here. But maybe this is a run-up, not intentional, but it just happened to serve them well, that maybe this is a run-up to something more sinister, like the Mark of the Beast.
Well,
if we're going to take this, are we going to take the Mark of the Beast? And if these globalists are, you know, pushing us that way, you know, I'm going to say something to you guys. I was never a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to those guys for over a decade, and I never really listened to Alex Jones, but heard of things he had said through other news outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that maybe not everything they said is true, but I think everything people say or think is a possibility.
Well,
if you don't believe that, let me finish. If you don't believe that, it only took Clapper, No Neck, John Brennan, Dumb and Dumber, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe, and Obama and Biden, and look what they did to a president of the United States.
All right. Well, Dana, let's talk about the mRNA real quick, because you brought it up, you mentioned it, and I know from what I've read that even the people who invented this thing don't call it a traditional vaccine. What they say is that it is a platform, and platform means to me, because I've worked in the software industry, I work in technology in my day job, I don't just do this for a living, that a platform means that it is able to be programmed in the future. And so, you know, I don't know about the mark of the beast, but certainly whatever they're putting into human beings, they're calling a platform that is programmable in the future. And what does that mean? We don't know.
I didn't hear.
Yes.
I didn't read that, so thank you for sharing with myself as well as the audience. And I wasn't, now that you're saying this, Captain, I wasn't alluding that, knowing what you just said, that this could be programmed into the mark of the beast, but that our complicity in...
Hang on.
Because the mark of the beast, they said, it's biblical, no man will buy or sell without taking that mark. So nobody gets freedom this summer unless we take the shot. Nobody will buy or sell. I'm saying that this could be indicative of how complicit we are.
I'm not saying
we libertarians or conservatives. Yeah. I'm saying the rest of the world.
What do you mean by mark of the beast? So, I mean, do you have anything?
666 in the forehead or right hand. It's in Revelation. It's been written about by non-religious people, by scholars, that you will not be able to buy or sell. You'll have to watch your own children starve because you will be ostracized and eventually tortured and killed for your Christian beliefs. So you, if you don't take this mark of, you know, this number 666. Now, what I'm saying is I'm tying this into, I'm going using foresight, that if we were this complicit in saying, I just want my life back, I just want my life back, give me the shot, where do I line up? How complicit are we going to be when it's time to take the mark?
That's a great question, Dana. Thank you for the call tonight. Peakless?
I just wonder how much worse can it even get than this? I mean, we are losing our bodily autonomy and reaching the point where it is ordinary, accepted social behavior to just give up your blood to the government.
Yeah, it's certainly not something that I'm willing to do without putting up a great deal of fuss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the United States, with more than 61,000 new cases reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. But the White House's chief health advisor says that the variants of the virus only play a part in that rise. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS's Face the Nation that a pullback of mitigation efforts also has a role.
The variants are playing a part, but it is not completely the variants. What we're likely seeing is because of things like spring break and pulling back on the mitigation methods that you've seen now. Several states have done that.
Fauci adds that the recent plateau of new cases is concerning because it mirrors a pattern that led to new surges of infections in several European countries over the last few weeks. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they encountered nearly 30,000 unaccompanied minors on the southern border in February and are expecting more than 40,000 in the month of April as the crisis on the border continues to worsen. Representative Pat Fallon says the crisis is a product of bad immigration policy. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that President Biden's reversal of several policies that were controlling illegal immigration has led to the current surge at the border.
First and foremost, the Wait in Mexico policy, the migrant protection protocols were changed by the Biden administration to catch and release again, and that's a failed policy. Biden is also halting all the border wall construction. He's freezing all deportations, even those for convicted criminals and dangerous gang members. And he's making, he's crowing about having a path to citizenship for millions and making it easier for the folks across the border illegally to get welfare benefits. Those five things are acting as a gigantic magnet to bring people across the border illegally, or at least encouraging them to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in. The name of the program you are listening to is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Pigless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
And before we talk more about these upcoming vaccine passports, or as I like to call it, your papers, please, I need to say thank you to somebody who calls themselves Reasonable Voice. Reasonable Voice is a silver-level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that Reasonable Voice contributes a sum of money every month to help get this very radio program onto more radio stations. This money goes directly to that cause and only for that cause. It does not go to my beer budget. It doesn't go to any of the host's gas funds or, dinner or anything like that. It goes specifically to get this radio program onto more radio stations. You can find out all about it over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's different levels that you can give. The minimum we only ask for is $5 a month. So if you have partaken in the philosophies of freedom here on Free Talk Live, if you have partaken in our discussions from the perspective of peace, liberty, and prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier and help us spread the word of freedom to more radio stations. Amp www.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Reasonable Voice. We sincerely appreciate your contribution. We've been talking about this article from Trending Politics, which says that the Biden administration is set to launch COVID passport that would track Americans who have taken vaccines. The initiative emerged as an early test of the Biden administration, with officials working to coordinate across dozens of agencies and a variety of experts, including military officials, helping administer vaccines and health officials engaging in international vaccine efforts, the Washington Post reported. New York launched its COVID passport on Friday, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday, as a matter of fact. Or perhaps it was even on Friday, following a trial run on thousands of New Yorkers testing the program. And so this is what happens with local governments. One governor or mayor or some official goes, hey, we're going to do this little program here. And then they get a bunch of press about it. And then, of course, all of the other politicians are like, I want that press too, because they're selfish bastards who just want to get their faces in the paper. They don't care about you. They just want to make sure they get reelected. And so they want to get as much press as possible. And they go, I'm going to institute that same program too. And so, of course, they're going to. So now New York has launched it first, and now Biden's talking about launching it nationwide. The New York passport is called the Excelsior passport, and it's the first of its kind to be rolled out in the United States. It allows for specific sites that administer COVID vaccines or test for the coronavirus to upload data to the app, the Gothamist reported. The Washington Post published an opinion editorial by Shannon McMahon in January arguing against such COVID passports for travel. While vaccination requirements seem to be prioritizing people's health, an increasing number of health experts and tourism officials are saying vaccine passports should not be made mandatory for international travel at any time soon because of short supply of doses and potential lapses in the amount of protection vaccines provide. Current health measures like testing and quarantines, they say, should stay for vaccinated people, McMahon wrote, and the World Health Organization recently said that it opposes vaccine requirements for travel because of equity issues in the current state of the global vaccine rollout. Global vaccine rollout. Your thoughts?
So I wanted to make a quick comment on our previous caller who's like, this, you know, might lead to something worse like the Mark of the Beast, and, well, it occurs to me that, like, okay, now that they are, in fact, making these lists, they are making these, you know, so-called vaccine passports.
They're checking it twice.
I mean, it is a very small step to say, okay, well, as they're dealing with here, you can't travel without your shots being up to date. And, okay, what's next? You can't get a bank account.
You can't go shopping at the grocery store.
Right.
You can't attend a football game or whatever.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know how many people have actually tried to live a decent life without a bank account. It is exceptionally difficult.
Yeah, there are ways to do it, and usually the extremely poor are far better versed in how to do that. They will frequent these money stores where they, you know, do paycheck cashing because they can't get a bank account for whatever reason. They've had too many accounts closed, that type of thing. Their credit's totally shut. Or, you know, perhaps they carry some sort of a conviction and nobody will open a bank account for them. And these places literally rape them financially, in addition to the government raping them with taxes and all that kind of stuff.
So, I mean, it may sound outlandish to some people, given that it's a Book of Revelations sort of thing,
Yeah. But
it's really not that far from where we're at.
Right, like, you know, that's why I was trying to tell Dana, I'm like, okay, I don't know about, like, the whole 666 thing, but the effects are certainly there. The things that she is describing are the things that seem to be falling into place. Now, we've talked about all of these things here on Free Talk Live for at least the past year. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it was 1 year to the day of the raid here on the studio by the terrorists calling themselves government, where I was like, yep, This is the day the world changed, March 16th of 2020, when I knew that the world was going to change and we were going to see a lot of different stuff. That's when the lockdowns were instituted. That's, you know, firstly here.
The Ides of March.
All of that kind of thing. And we've been saying a lot of things. We're like, oh, what's next? Oh, you know, next thing you know, they're going to make you prove that you've been vaccinated to go and do stuff. Sure enough, here we are. They're making you prove that you are vaccinated to go and do stuff. You know, you're going to. The mask thing is going to last far more than 2 weeks. The lockdown is going to last far more than 2 weeks because whenever the government takes some sort of a power, they rarely, if ever, give it back. Somebody, I think it was Mark, brought up prohibition as a possible example of when the government takes something and gives it back. Well, they really didn't. They just kind of said, because before prohibition...
They just switched up which drugs they were going to do that to.
Yeah, before prohibition, anybody could brew or distill, you know, you could start your own, you could have your own family brand of whiskey or moonshine or brew, beer, whatever it is, and nobody gave a crap. And the prohibition kicked in and nobody was allowed to do anything. And then to, quote, end prohibition, they didn't really end it. They just said, okay, now it's going to be government regulated. So they did not give up any of the control or any of the power.
It's still illegal. They're just willing to issue licenses for some people
to do. And that's right when they started the DEA, too. So if they come out tomorrow and say, okay, well, cocaine is no longer illegal, but caffeine is, I'm not going to consider that an end of prohibition.
Right.
Just because it's, you know, weed and not alcohol, not like, no.
Yeah. It's ridiculous to think that they gave it back. They took something away and gave it. No, they didn't give it back. Now they charge exorbitant fees for the licensing at every level of brewing and distribution. They tax all of that. They tax the sale of it. So if you're brewing or distilling, they tax you at that level. They tax the distributors for it. And then they tax it when it's served or sold at either a retail place or a bar or a tap house or something like that. So they are triple dipping into that industry and taking a cut because they're a mafia.
That's what they do.
And that's how mafias behave.
They take your power and sell a tiny piece of it back to you.
For a fee. And then, if you don't do things the way they want to, why, they're very quick to go, okay, we're going to yank your license.
Comply or be kidnapped.
603-283-6160. More of the Sunday Night Edition.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily in the studio tonight. I am your host. I'm the captain. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been attempting to talk a bit about this article. I think we got through the majority of the points here. But the article says that the Biden administration is set to launch a COVID passport that would track Americans who have taken vaccines. This sounds a whole lot like papers, please. And the lesson that we're supposed to learn from history, particularly about things like, oh, I don't know, the Nazi regime, is supposed to be, don't let it happen again. Which, we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past. And here we are.
Well, but they have a completely new kind of racism this time.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's anti-white racism instead of pro-white racism. That makes it different.
Guilty of being white, you say? That's a song by, I think it's Minor Threat.
Mm.
Slayer covered it on their cover album called Undisputed Attitude.
Mm.
It's a great song. Anyway.
Well, with this article, like the very last thing that they say in it is that according to the CDC, both the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths with the virus has continued to plummet in recent weeks. So this papers please part is coming out when it's not necessary.
Of course it is, because when does government do things that are necessary?
So now that this isn't something to worry about, we've really got to get that bureaucracy right up your butt.
We could talk more about this, but first let's go to David. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
David. Radio must die.
Why? Why must radio die, David?
Let me tie in two things that you said in tonight's program. So just a moment ago, and then earlier in the program, you were talking about how people who get degrees are not necessarily smart. That's because the universities don't really sell education, intelligence. That's not their true mission. Their true mission is, just like the rest of the government, to control you so that you can't apply for this professional license unless you get this professional degree first, and you must pay us all these dollars and so that our staff who vote leftist can have jobs, and then we will give you this piece of paper even though you don't know anything, and then you can take that piece of paper and go get another piece of paper after you pay the additional tax fee, and then you can go out and earn a living, which you have a right to do anyway. Well, let's not talk about that. And then if you do anything that we don't like don't pay your child support or something like that, well, then we can take away your license and you can no longer be a plumber or a doctor or whatever. And so we got you by the short hairs. So you were talking about that. And yep. Then, as evidenced by that, the University of New Mexico, the radio station there, they wanted to put me in prison for about 5 years. They were trying to put me in prison, right?
For the crime of calling in.
Yes, insisting that I have a right to call a public institution just like every other taxpayer. And they said, no, you don't. And they called their private police force and had me arrested and prosecuted me for 5 years trying to put me in prison. And they ultimately failed. And at least one of their people there, the news director, did take up my suggestion and indeed did kill herself. So radio did die in at least that little bit. And then you have KKKOB radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that is, as I said on your program last night, is owned by Cumulus Media, which, reading from their own website, cumulusmedia.com, they claim to own 400, they're not just on, but they own 415 radio stations.
Right.
And it's interesting to note that over the last year or a couple of years, they have been shifting from, at least in the case of KKOB, KKKOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they have been shifting from a conservative viewpoint. Now the majority of their viewpoint on their radio station is leftist, as evidenced by the fact that if you are a mask, if you are suspicious of masking, if you are suspicious of a vaccine, if you are suspicious of the validity of the last election, you are not allowed to express any of those viewpoints on Cumulus Media. Any Cumulus Media station, including KKKOB radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the TJ Trout Show, Darren White Show, Brandon Vogt Show, Brandon Hagany Show, any of those shows, you cannot. And if you do express suspicion of any of that, you are immediately dumped.
And fun
so
fact,
that is why.
Fun fact, when we're not allowed to discuss things that we're suspicious of, it doesn't make us less suspicious of them.
Yeah, that's
correct.
That's a matter of fact.
And that is why. That is why radio must die.
Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. Yeah, he makes some really valid points, and he certainly was put through the rigmarole, for lack of a better word. He came out on top. Fortunately for him, it's not frequent that a man goes up against the giant known as the government and comes out somewhat victorious. I know he still lost a bunch of money in the process, spending on, you know, attorneys and that kind of stuff, but...
And he does have a point as far as radio goes, because they have had more government control than a lot of the forms of media that are available today.
Yes.
I mean, the FCC really clamped down hard on them.
It, one of the good things about the state being slow is that they've had radio rules for hundreds of years, and the internet and some other things are newer, so even cell phones. They haven't quite caught up with taking that over yet.
Right.
Right.
And one of the things that that I've heard him mention as far as the problems with KKOB and their owner and all of that, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it really does come back to the monopolies that exist in the so-called free market that exist because of all of this government control and government restriction from entering that marketplace. I mean, I'm sure plenty of our listeners are very well aware of the, like, five companies that control essentially all of the newspapers, radio, and television broadcasting companies.
All of the cable stations, all of the over-the-air television stations, with very, very few exceptions. All of the radio, any form of, all the telephone companies, media distribution in general.
And what's interesting for me is that they've not decided to go the regulatory route of controlling the internet. They've instead done a different form of capture by basically having their hand up the puppet of Facebook, Google, etc., and just subtly making an environment where everyone ends up sort of corralled into those controlled spaces and thinking that's the internet and that's the world.
Right. They've seemed... They seem to have begun to show some aptitude at the art of convincing people that something that they want, you know, will help them control the people. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. Well, people are buying into it. They're buying into the vaccine left and right. They're buying into the lockdowns. They're buying into the masks. They're buying into these draconian-style laws. They're buying into the vaccine passports. You know, I was somewhere having some dinner today, overheard a conversation like, well, I already got my vaccine. I could get my passport, and I can go blah, 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 blah. You know, screw everybody else, right? You know, and it's a point of pride for these people now who've gotten their vaccine already, and they're like, well, screw everybody else. And
see, I'm even more a part of our society than you are.
Which is weird because it's not like you can just go get it if you want it at this point. Which, if forget all the problems with it, pretend it was an actual effective vaccine,
sure,
or that it was a vaccine at all, we're still in the process of doing the highly at-risk people, so it's not like you got it now and everybody else didn't because of some initiative on your part. That was, I mean, I don't want to say.
Well, exactly. My master has shown me preference.
Right.
But
that's exactly what it is.
It was chance.
I got the treat before you did, and that makes me a better dog.
Yeah, the illustration of that is all of the people on the social media who are flaunting their shot.
Oh, look at me.
See, I let the government change my genes before you did.
I'm an obedient slave. Look at me. Massa said, I gotta get the Fauci ouchie. And so they did. And so it was.
So the precedent gets set of letting the government change your genes at will.
We're about out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here 7 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Find our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.